Back here at Lobo Stadium, final score is Longview 21, Lancaster 13. Lancaster jumped out on Longview with an impressive drive, running that spread offense and a high-octane one at that. And J.J. Pipkin threw a touchdown pass to Tyrick Martin from 15 yards out to make it 7-0 with 7:19 to play in the first quarter. They also blocked a Longview punt. And then finally, Lobos were able to get a drive going. Taylor Tatum with a 41-yard run, followed by a 21-yard run. But in the end, they weren't able to get it into the end zone. Jaitlin Hampton intercepted a pass in the end zone to stop that drive. But finally, Longview was able to get a drive going. Midway through the second quarter, it was Jordan Allen to Jalen Hale for 35 yards and a touchdown. And they were able to tie the ball game to make it 7-7. Later in the quarter, again, Tyrick Martin leading the way, and then Kylan Brown was able to take it in from 6 yards out to give Lancaster a 6-point lead, but they missed the extra point, and that would loom large throughout this ball game as they had a 13-7 lead at that point. And that's how it ended at the half. Going into the second half, the Longview defense really stepped up, shut out Lancaster in the second half, and Taylor Tatum took over. He got a 37-yard touchdown run with 2:07 to go in the third quarter. Longview kicked the extra point to take their first lead of the night, 14-13. After three quarters, that's where it stood. Later, Tadarian Boone stopped a huge Lancaster drive with a big play, an interception in the end zone that turned Lancaster back when they had a chance to possibly tie or go ahead in the ball game. And then finally, the Lancaster Tigers tried a fake punt late in the ball game. And on fourth down, they were tackled by Jaden Simmons. That stopped another Lancaster possible drive. And then Taylor Tatum was able to score on a 3-yard touchdown run very near the end of the ball game. And they kicked the extra point. Longview holds on to win by a score of 21-13. And it was one of those, man, you were wiping your brow after a game like this one, weren't you?
Yeah, they had a great defensive, offensive team, and they were ahead for most of it. But our best player stepped up. Taylor Tatum, the running back, I mean, he ended up with 185 yards and 2 touchdowns. And I thought the secondary, Willie Nelson and Boone, I mean, every time there's a big play, one of those two guys is in on it. And they made a lot of them tonight. Defensive line, the second half played really well. It was Longview just stepped up in the second half.
Well, you think about how powerful that Lancaster offense looked, and they came into the game first in a lot of categories and were really high-octane offense. But Longview, that number one defense in the district, they showed it in the second half because when Lancaster was able to move the ball some, they couldn't get it into the end zone. They get the huge interception, and it ended up being a heck of a win for the Longview Lobos after a really tough night tonight. John King is rolling in here right now. If you want to go ahead and put this on, we'll let you start talking immediately because I'm sure you got a few things to say about a ball game like that one. So go ahead and saddle up and we'll get you on here. John King just made it in after that 21-13 win over the Lancaster Tigers. Coach King, first of all, congratulations. It was a grind. Let me do this. Hand me that Phil mic right there. Yeah, just give me that. I'll just. There we go. All right, we're gonna do this. Let's try this. We'll just talk to you here.
Talk to there. Is that better?
Yeah, that's better.
They're a very good football team. Very physical. Very fast. I told you their offensive line. I was really impressed with during the week. Watching them on tape. Quarterback's elusive. He can get it out in a hurry. Zero. He's a handful now.
Man.
You got to find that guy. And he ate us up most of the night. But I bet we had our hands on 7 or 8 footballs, possibly a chance to pick. We never could get one. But I thought our defense played quite well. Had a big goal line stand in the first half for us and came up big with the interception in the second half. And, you know, we were stalling on offense and really had them out there too much. We needed to rest them a little bit better, a little more. And that's kind of what we talked about at half. Just we needed to pound them. But disappointed a couple of drives offensively. We get near midfield to start the drive, and we don't do anything with it. And, you know, that's just a combination of lack of execution and poor play calling. It ain't all on the kids, you know, and I'll be the first one to point the finger at me. Just didn't get in rhythm, and, you know, we some penalties hurt us in certain situations. We had too many long yardage situations, stuff to convert on these guys. So, but ground game got going in the second half. I thought offensive line did a better job of blocking. Fullbacks ran A.J., blocked his tail off. Taylor had a big night for us running the ball. He made something out of nothing a lot of times. You know, those 5 and 6 yard gains were important. You know, put us in second and six, second and four, and, you know, it more manageable situation.
Now, I had him with 185 yards on the night, so that's a pretty big load.
He did, and he ran good. That's a good night out of him, you know. And we had a chance, had a red zone possession. We threw a pick on, and he left a little bit inside, but, you know, hindsight 2020, probably should have tried to pound it a little bit there early on in the game, you know. But regret some things. But our kids faced adversity. They found a way to win, and we need to do that. And they fought and scratched and played together didn't give in and found a way to win the game. Hats off Lancaster. Coach Paul does a great job. They're very well coached. They're physical, as I said before, fast. And we beat a very good football team, one we may see again probably.
Johnny Vaughn said that very thing about the fourth quarter. He says, I wouldn't be surprised if we see those guys again. I said, I don't think we want to.
Well, careful what you wish for.
Yeah.
That's what I told Coach Paul in pregame. We were out there talking. I said, you know, I don't know how this will go tonight, but we'll probably see each other again. I hope so. It's good for our district. And I hope we're both still alive in the third or the fourth round, however that shakes out.
Now, you had first time you trailed in a ball game, first time you trailed at halftime in a ball game. So those are new situations these kids have been in this year. And what did you talk to them about at halftime?
Well, that's what we've talked about all the time. You know, we're going to face adversity sometime. It's going to be how we respond. And just basically told them in the half, and, you know, coaches talking to their guys, we just got to go out and execute. You know, we got to find a way. And we did. I thought it was big. We get to stop and get to go ahead score, you know, with the extra point, which was crucial. Then, of course, the turnover there late. Kind of wishing I'd ate some more clock up, you know. But we got to score and went up eight. And, you know, you got to play defense in. Our guys have played well all night. You just kind of hoping they don't pop something on you that – you know, get an easy one. So we were going to roll the dice and let our defense play ball.
You know, we've got a whole bunch of people back on defense this year, and I think in particular in the second half, a lot of those guys really stepped up and made a lot of plays.
We did. We executed better. You know, the opening drive, we had some busts. We had some chances to get off the field. We didn't, and then we just settled in. You know, Buda Garrett, he played second half, probably wasn't supposed to play, and it was a decision was up to him, but he played, he toughed it out and made some plays for us. And, you know, but I thought, you know, Willie had a chance to get his hands on some balls. We were tied on a lot of things, and guy just fit it in there. I mean, but we lost contain on the quarterback. I told y'all today I was worried about him getting loose. They go empty, yeah. And you drop all them people out of their covering, and the pocket breaks down. That's when he's dangerous. And that guy's he's hard to get chance on.
He's jet fast.
He is.
I mean, he is.
Yep.
I think everybody on the skill position part was jet fast on that team.
Well, that's probably the relay team you'll see running at State out there today.
No doubt, because that one play where they got down to the 1 yard line, the guy looked like he had won a few 100-meter dashes over the years.
Yeah, I thought we were going to find a way to get them stopped there. We missed a tackle on the sideline there, and you know, but a lot of things didn't get executed for us. I'm not going to say it didn't go our way, but we got a punt block.
Mm-hmm.
You know, first one we had blocked all year, and we bust the protection, and, you know, they blocked the punt. And then our defense holds. They didn't let them score after that. That's the way to go out and respond when something like that happens. I was proud of them in that drive, you know, before we finally got some things going offensively.
Don't hit me for asking a stupid question, but when you have a game like this and you've got an open date now, are you kind of glad you have some tape like that to show these kids to keep them focused for 2 weeks?
Well, you know, the thing going into open week, you always want to do it with a win. Mm-hmm. It makes the open week go a lot better. And, you know, we're 2-0 in district, and would put us in the driver's seat for possibly a playoff spot in a district championship. And, you know, after open week, we have Forney. You know, everybody has the same open week this year, and Forney's a good football team. You know, so we'll address the issues we had tonight and try to correct those mistakes and we play better the next week. But open week, maybe some time to get some bodies well. We've got some bumps and bruises, but we still – we got some work we got to get done. And We'll follow pretty much the same open week plan we always do. Getting a couple of days of practice after school. It won't be quite as long, and get some work done during the athletic period, and, you know, and bodies heal.
5-0, 2-0 in district now at the halfway point. How do you feel about this football team?
I feel the same way I did when we started. I'm proud of what they're doing. I'm proud of how the locker room is, how they play together, and how they practice and prepare. And they just got to never say die attitude. They're going to go out and play and play their hearts out, you know. And, you know, it was a big win for us being in this situation. And like I said, down at half. And we found a way to scratch our way out of it with a win.
John, so, go ahead.
Do you think it helps your team when we've just been rolling over everybody, and all of a sudden we play a team like Lancaster, and we get tested, we realize that there's other people that can play, and then we step up and answer that? I think that's got to be a positive thing for later on the season.
Yeah, it will be. Of course, you want to come out here with a win, but we knew this was going to be our toughest test up to this point, you know, and it would really tell us where we're at and what we need to work on. And, you know, sometimes you can't see those things when you're beating people half a hundred, you know, and things kind of go their way and they quit playing hard. These guys are going to play hard for four quarters, and they were going to give us a different set of problems than maybe what we've seen before. But, you know, our guys just going to scrap. I mean, we got a tough physical football team. They got a lot of pride. And, you know, how I feel about them today, I mean, whether we had won or lost, I felt the same way. You know, happy to get out here with a win. Don't ever think I'm not, you know, but to see how they responded, because we had to, and we need to know a lot about ourselves and how we respond in these crucial moments.
Lufkin lost to Forney tonight, 41-21. What do you think?
Forney's a good football team. I glanced at them today. I never do that. We had early release, and I had a little time on my hands, but I looked at Forney just briefly, and they're a good football team. They're physical. They play with some tempo, and Jeff Fleener, a guy that I've known for many, many years, he was a coordinator at Allen when they were winning state championships with Kyler Murray. He knows how to dial up some plays. He's a great coach, and he was at Mesquite a few years when we faced off. Always had a difficult time defending those guys. He'll try to pick you apart, and you know, then defensively they're a little bit different than we were last year. They're bigger and they're more physical, and they got some good defensive linemen. So it'll be a tough challenge. The great thing is we get them at home, and coming off open week, hopefully we're ready to play.
You don't have to get up at 4 o'clock in the morning tomorrow to get to a ball game.
No, I get to sleep in. I may be up at four thinking about this one. It's nice to get open week right at the middle of the season, you know, and the kids need a break. I mean, we've been going now for 8 weeks, these guys, and sometimes you need a break. Your tank's a little empty, and it's not always bad. It falls right in the middle of the season, so it'll be much welcome.
Well, Coach, congratulations. It was a great win tonight. There's no such thing as an ugly win, right?
No, there's no such thing. I've learned to appreciate them all. I learned that the hard way from Bonnie Collins. She always told me that. I would be upset if we didn't play well. You know, if we didn't win half a hundred to nothing, I was upset. Like, we ought to beat them by 50. But, no, you got to win games like this, and there's not an ugly win.
Well, congratulations. 5-0, again, 2-0 in district, and we'll see you again in a couple of weeks.
You bet. You'll enjoy y'all's open week.
Thank you very much, sir. For John King from Longview Lobos, we're going to take a timeout. We'll come back and we'll wrap it up. You're listening to Longview Lobo Football on 106.5 Jack FM. Wrapping it up here, Longview wins it tonight by a score of 21-13 over Lancaster. They go to 5-0, 2-0 in district play. We are going to have an open date next Friday night, and then we are back in action 2 weeks from tonight as Longview will be back at home at Lobo Stadium against the Forney Jackrabbits. Johnny, any final thoughts before we wrap it up and let you go home?
Well, I got to tell you, you know, I've said this probably a few times already tonight, but it's the truth. You roll up everybody. You get teams just kind of tend to get complacent. Sometimes it can go through the whole regular season, and all of a sudden you get into playoffs and you play somebody good. You've never been pressed, and you end up losing. And tonight Longview was tested. It wasn't their greatest first half that we've seen, but they stepped up in the second half. They made all the plays you needed to against a very good team and came out with a win. And that gets stuck in your memories at some point. You go into the playoffs, you get behind, you say, yeah, we've been here before, we didn't play great, we'd be able to step up, and there you go. You maybe win, you know, state championship like we did a few years ago because we stepped up at the end, we're able to feed on some of the earlier stuff and won. And I'm not predicting that. I'm not trying to jinx anybody. But that's where you – I mean, if you're a really good team, that's your ultimate goal. That's where you want to go to.
Absolutely. And at this point, we're halfway through the regular season, 5-0 undefeated, 2-0 in district. And so you can't ask for better than that, regardless of what it looked like tonight. Johnny, enjoy your open date this week. We appreciate you.
Thanks.
Johnny Vaughn, I'm Brian Houston. Again, we'll be off next Friday night. And then 2 weeks from tonight, we will be back here at Lobo Stadium to take on the Forney Jackrabbits. The John King Show will be on at 7 o'clock, and then we'll have the kick for you at 7:30. So for Johnny Vaughn, I'm Brian Houston. For Matt Morton back at the station, thanks very much for listening tonight. Again, the final score, Longview 21, Lancaster 13. You are listening to Longview Lobo Football on 106.5 Jack FM.